Okay, in today's daf on Mem Dalet, so the Gemara talks about a mita that you designated to put money on, right? So if you designated to put money on it, then it's usher. We say over there, you can't move it anymore once you designated it. Now we talked about, well, it seems like it depends if you used it or not, and the Gemara will have an answer. So it comes out, the Machlokes Rishayim Tosfos talks about this and says that what does it mean this meat is designated like etzim or avanim, like wood and stones, that just like it's miyuchet for that purpose and you can't use it for anything else, that would be the shita of Yehuda, that you can't move it, you can't move it even let's go from a koma, and Reb Shimon would hold its mutter. But Reb Tam holds no, that even Reb Shimon would hold its usser. Why? Because he designated this meat to be only used for money, so then it becomes mukta machas v'ksar and kiss, that you're makbin not to use it for any other purpose, and you chosh it for the loss of that mita, and therefore even Reb Shimon could agree. So either way, you have two opinions here. I think, but it's a tremendous thing in the Gemara. The Gemara is telling us here, either way, we showing him that when you designate something, what exactly do you have in mind, and what don't you have in mind, and is it all encompassing or is it not all encompassing? And I think that tells us the power of our minds, that we can make something that's totally mutter into something that's totally usser. Right, that we have the ability to do that, and we also have the opposite. And the power of if our thoughts are geared correctly, as we see in these past Gemaras, and we're mechaven properly for anything, we can designate something and turn something into something that's a double kaddish, which was before something that was just chol, and we can designate ourselves and push ourselves even harder and harder, hopefully, to be mechadish everything around us during these times. Let's be mechazik and have a wonderful week as we go to Daf Mem Hei tomorrow.